You're listening to the Stick Figure Podcast.
He violates me.
And he's petting his thigh.
It's not pleasant.
His legs are spread wide open.
Then I run into the woods and just climb up a tree or something.
Okay, hey, what is up, Internet? You're listening to the Stick Figure Podcast. It's like episode number one, but it's...
The one and only.
The only one out there, probably.
I bet you there's another Stick Figure Podcast.
They're less popular than us.
But still slightly better.
They're jealous of this podcast.
Man, they got a whole 10 viewers more.
One of these days.
Listen.
We'll be like them. So, I'm trying to come back. Trying to make a comeback.
So,
let's introduce you guys. As always, I'm Chris.
I'm Troy.
I'm Adagio.
Vanilla Bear.
Damn you. And I'm Troy.
We have two Troys, three Vanilla Bears.
And only four people.
And a homeless guy.
Don't need that yet. So how
you make a really good goodie basket.
Just a homeless guy.
Yes, a homeless guy would make a good goodie basket.
Happy Easter, kids. He's a homeless guy.
Here's a banana peel and 30 cans that I found.
So, how you guys doing? You all doing well?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, man.
Good.
Having
snowing
a good
a
time.
Lot.
Snowing, yeah.
Kind of hating the weather.
The axis has switched, and we're now where Alaska's supposed to be. Alaska's where
we
Texas
have more snow than the Winter Olympics. I'm pretty sure.
Sochi is
kind
like
of
completely
ridiculous.
Dry right
Speaking
now.
Of the Olympics, why did they choose war-torn Russia?
They chose Siberia.
They just keep choosing America. Yeah. That's like the obvious choice.
Hey, you know, don't forget about Rio.
Seriously, Mordor.
The worst place.
Yeah.
Mordor. So Rio's like the worst
place.
Well,
we could go with Chicago or Rio. You know,
Chicago
at the
was
same
the
time,
first one eliminated in that.
Well,
in that
I mean,
town.
Chicago's not that like cool. The best choice either. I mean,
Chicago's really not that bad as far as crime goes.
I beg to differ.
No, a lot of the
really, and you see,
there's a lot of murder.
There's
in
a
Chicago,
lot of stuff man. Going on in Chicago.
Have you seen the news for
higher,
Rio though?
But as far as
that's awful.
Yeah.
There are people just running around with guns. Protesting the Olympics.
Like 95% of the city is shanties and whatnot. It's a lovely place. It's
like,
got that statue.
Like that landmark.
Yeah,
over
the
guys, and then these shitty houses.
And you know the birds. All those birds.
The real birds that sing. Yeah.
Yeah. Jesse Eisenberg. Saw that movie in Spanish.
Didn't know what was going on.
I had no idea what the premise of that movie was.
Think he fell in love with the other bird. Which was kind of weird that they're like...
I don't know. At one point he like bounced off someone's butt. That was kind of interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'll be in the link though.
That's
I mean, one of them couldn't fly?
I don't know.
One of them couldn't fly?
It's
I don't
wings
know.
Or
I wasn't paying attention. They all died, by the way. Spoilers.
That's they all died.
That's pretty inappropriate of you to say that, Ryan.
There's.
Segway. Subtle. Subtle.
Dazio's a pro.
So, I was making the topic list and I realized that. We have nothing to talk about, so...
Well, we're gonna go for it anyway.
I just thought of a bunch of stuff. So, quick, you're gonna have to stop with this.
It's so interesting.
I'll give it back when we're done.
Troy is playing with a ball.
Never let me have any fun.
This is gonna be a fun podcast, Troy.
Yeah, we'll believe you.
Can I go home yet?
I can't leave.
You'll leave when I see
Ryan
you.
Ryan already fell asleep.
So, I was thinking...
We always have to keep Ryan entertained, otherwise he falls asleep.
What would be the most inappropriate crossover for a movie? Like, Muppets and Schindler's List, or Pokemon, and...
The Third Reich.
And Frank.
And, no, I feel like you should have told us this, like,
I feel
before
like I
we started...
I was just kind of... It's an improv play,
really
you know?
Think.
It's an improv play.
Not that good at improv.
You have to be good at improv, right?
Like, Anne Frank in a Judd Apatow movie.
I feel about that.
Like, they're all trying to...
The thing is, they're all Jewish.
No one's paying attention to everybody else. They're only paying attention to...
I want to see Pokemon and Friday the 13th come together.
Friday the 13th?
Yeah. mass murder with Pokemon. Something that bothers me with Pokemon.
Ash has a nightmare of Freddy.
Yeah.
So, something that bothers me with Pokemon is... And I'm sure, you know, oh, it's a cartoon, you know, whatever. That's the Pokemon voice.
Oh, okay, no, that is.
Was it quite true? Like, here's this being with indescribable power for destruction, and it's commanded by a 10-year-old. In pretty much every scenario, like, these kids are running around with weapons, just like, I want to hurt you. Get off my flowers. Thunderbolt.
I just don't understand how they're able to, like, influence these kids with Pokemon, because, like, I feel like it's just, like, an alternate universe form of dog fighting.
That's like, what it is.
That's exactly
like, I don't know why nobody brought that up.
Yeah, they're like, no, it's Pokemon. No, they capture Pokemons. They're not even putting them in cages.
If I were to put them
in tiny balls that are, like...
If I were to go out and just take
a lion...
Like, a lion! Like, and these are wild animals that they're just capturing.
They put them in a tiny ball that not only is tiny, but also shrinks to a smaller ball.
And just held in, like, a little pocket.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the,
Pikachu.
Like, there were totally tons of...
What are you gonna make me do?
Like, the guy who had Charmander before Ash got him. We're going to let him die. Yeah, he was like, you're gonna stay here, Charmander, you little bitch. And then, like, he's back at the Poke Center. He's like, check out all this stuff I have in this sack. He just kept his Pokemon in a sack. He had, like, 50 of them.
I never understood how, like, all those people when you're playing the game that just stand there and then you go to fight them and they're like, I'm gonna be the best trainer in the world.
Here's three of the same Pokemon.
You beat the Elite Four, come back that route to, like, for some reason, you see that guy still standing there and he hasn't made any progress. He hasn't even tried to go to the Pokemon Center to heal the crappy Pokemon that you demolished the first time you fought him. Like, I don't... Did I, like, crush your dreams? How many people's dreams are you crushing
and you
as
take
you walk through?
You take their money, too. Like, you get money from
fighting. Yeah,
them.
You're like, yeah, it's like, gambling.
Give me your wallet.
Like, I'll put 500 whatever the
Here's
hell
all
those,
my money. Take
whatever
it.
Kind of money that they use in this game, I'll put 500 on it down on my Pikachu versus whatever the hell you get.
I wonder if that's not even a thing in that world that they gamble, but your character is just a dick, and every time he wins, he's like, Scyther's holding his blades to his throat, like, give me your money.
And every time you lose, you don't lose any money. It's just like, how
unless
you have
the Elite Four and you lose all your money.
They're just like,
I've never lost in the Elite Four, so I don't, never sure.
Me either.
I've lost when I tried to train Pokemon going through the Elite Four, and I only have like one good one. A bunch of like.
One good one. To kick everyone's ass.
Six even ones.
It's all about balance.
It really is.
Balance.
No!
Balance.
We'll see.
Yeah,
on pitch. So, speaking of Pokemon and video games and stuff, the graceful segues. Pokemon came out last year, and some other games did too, and some games came out before that year.
You're right. Your logic is flawless.
You're on a roll, man. Keep it going. I like it. Just keep spitballing.
I lost it.
He was on a roll.
So,
he was going to solve cancer.
I would have asked you guys what your game of the year from last year was. But that's kind of hard to do since a lot of us don't play the most current games just because, you know, busyness and expensiveness and all that. So I guess the real question is, what game kind of defined your year for last year?
2013.
Candy Crush. I'll go the app route. I'll go Candy Crush. Destroyed that game.
Yeah, I have never liked mobile gaming. And have you heard about the thing that Candy Crush did? With the trademarks.
It's trying to trademark the word candy. It's like, no, I'm pretty sure Willy Wonka already has.
They successfully trademarked the word candy and the word saga.
How can you do that?
I'm going to trademark the word paddy wagon. It's my word now. Too bad
nobody uses that word.
Yeah.
You would make a lot of people use both candy and saga.
I think you were the first person in the last, like, decade to use paddy wagon.
No, actually, I heard someone say it, like, a couple months ago. It's a paddy wagon. Yeah.
My game of the year was probably Borderlands 2.
Borderlands,
I put a lot of time into that game, and it was a lot of fun.
I would honestly have to say Halo 4.
Yeah, I was thinking about Halo 4.
I put so much time into Halo 4. Like, multiplayer with you guys, and yeah. it was the first legendary I beat too.
Yeah,
so that game is say Halo 4.
That game is hard fantastic. On legendary. It is hard.
Solo legendary.
Reach is harder. Reach is much harder on legendary.
Reach is super. That's one of my proudest achievements.
Yeah, I can't believe I finally
Monument
beat that.
Monument to All Your Sins. If I could display that on my gamertag, I would. That was probably the hard.
Well, that one when you're walking up and you're in the water. And you walk up, and there's dudes everywhere, and there's nowhere to, like, hide from them.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
that one
the,
level? It's, like, right at the beginning, you're with, like, a group of people that get killed immediately.
Yeah, it's, and, like, the second-to-last mission.
Yeah, yeah, and that was, like, blew. I was like, I'm not gonna be able to beat this game. I still don't know how I was able to do that.
Plus all the chapters in the multiplayer for Halo 4.
Yeah.
I like those, too.
Yeah.
Those little episodes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, those were fun. The cinematics for those were crazy, too. Like,
yeah.
For, like, a supplementary thing. Those
yeah,
were awesome.
Yeah. I would say mine would have to be either between Halo 4 and Skyrim, but that's...
Skyrim.
Because Skyrim's awesome. Skyrim's awesome. Like, I never played it before.
Honestly, if that game wasn't so glitchy, it'd be one of probably my favorite games.
Yeah, it's so fun. It's just
some of the glitches are just unforgivable.
It's like Fallout, only more fun than Fallout because I don't even know. It's just
I don't know. Fallout 3 was a really really fun game.
It was
my favorite part of Fallout 3 was the glitchy death claws, like those giant things. Like when you got to level 30, they'd be walking around and you'd be like, "Oh shit, how am I gonna kill this thing?" But you'd shoot them and they just fly up into the air. And you just keep walking for like 30 seconds, and it would fall down and die.
but I had never played Skyrim before, so I didn't really know what to expect. And I kind of just bought it because I was like, I need a new game.
When
and
you were playing Skyrim, did you ever make the mistake of trying to attack a giant?
I was walking into the air, saw a bunch of mammoths, was like, dude, I like walk up and there's giants there. I was like, oh,
I'm
gonna
beat this giant's ass.
No, like, okay, first of all, I was like, I wonder if these are friendly giants. I walk up, he immediately takes his weapon out, starts chasing me. I'm like, oh, it's all. I'm immediately thinking that all my enemies are the same level as me. He hits me with this sword and I fly out of the atmosphere and
like
orbit.
Oh shit!
I was like, well, I'm never doing that again, and I have not faced a giant.
When I got the quest to get the mammoth tusk, I'm like, oh, it's just a mammoth tusk. Okay, I'll go get
yeah, you
that.
Kill a mammoth and then you have every giant again.
Not only is killing a mammoth kind of hard, but then like you start, you know, you hits the mammoth, goes, three giants are chasing. You're like hiding behind a rock, just shooting them one.
Well, because like I didn't think the giant would be that hard because I had walked up to what's the big city? The first big city you encounter.
Whiterun.
I was walking up to Whiterun, and there was a giant there that was getting attacked by, like, three dudes. They killed it, and they walked up, and it was, like, some Imperial guards, and they were talking to me. I was like, oh, giants must not be that. That's why I thought they were going to be that. I was like, man, I'm better than those. I could kill those three guards. I bet you I could take this giant, hit me with his sword, just kind of, like, tap me on the head, and I went flying.
Like, you got, like, 300% in Super Smash Bros. And
like, someone did the Luigi kick, and, like, I'm flying out of here.
Blasting off again!
I have to say, my game, also, it came out at the end of 2012, but I didn't start playing it until April, and that was XCOM, Enemy Unknown.
I've read about that game. I never actually got to play it, though.
That game is super fun.
Is it with aliens?
Yeah.
Can I give my game a 2014 after you're done? Because I already know what it is.
Do you already know your game for 2014?
Yeah.
It's pretty early. It's only February.
No, but I already know.
We'll see that.
Have you played it yet? Are you playing
it? I played it.
What is it?
Mirror's Edge.
Oh, that game's so old, but I love
game
that
for
game.
2008.
Right, that game is
well,
old as
Skyrim's
shit.
Old as shit, too.
Skyrim's, but still.
I just played
that game's
it this
old year. As shit.
It's so
awesome. It is
awesome,
though. Yeah, I know.
It's
I love
so
that game.
Awesome.
That was a great game.
And I played at my brother's apartment, and he's got this huge TV that's like. I don't even know. Like, the
game
like is like
a 1,000-inch TV.
Yeah, it's like 1,000-inch, and it's 1,080p or whatever. I don't know. But it's just like super
it's
clear. And it's so fun.
Yeah,
it's such a fun freaking game. So that's my game.
Oh, my! Probably my tied with first for 2013 is The Last of Us. I don't know if any of you ever played that game.
If I had a PS3,
that game was phenomenal. Like I recommend anyone who has a PS3 to play that game.
I'm honestly surprised Pokemon wasn't your game of the year.
I got really burnt out on Pokemon, only because there weren't...
He's wearing Pokemon,
but I got burnt out on that game because I felt like there weren't even that many Pokemon in the game, to be honest.
There weren't.
And
like,
there's not much post-game
stuff.
Yeah,
after
you
beat the game, there's not really a whole lot to do in the game. like at all.
But The Last of Us, play it, buy it, love it.
Yeah, it's a Pokemon's an awesome game. The new Pokemon is awesome. Yeah, it's fun to play with your friends. It's fun to trade and try and get as much Pokemon. But that's all. Like, that's after you beat the Elite Four. That's what you focus on doing is trying to get all your. You don't do anything else in the game.
Right.
That's all you do, and like, that's why it's kind of hard to do.
One of these days, I'll get that first badge.
And you need to hurry up.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck you. We don't need you. We have Ryan.
Oh, you got it now.
I bought it and.
You bought
a DS too, dude. I wonder what kind
You can play just play with the game, right? Just play.
I'm catching all the Pokemon.
Forgive me for trying to make conversation, Ryan.
For anyone who doesn't know, Pokemon got released on the eShop today, so go download it.
Oh, you got Mario Kart too. Yeah,
North America,
because like the way it works is every player you get your friend code and you give it to other people, and then when you give us your friend, you're our friends. Like, there's a safari in one of the towns that gives us two Pokemon for each friend of, like, a certain type. And then when you beat the Elite Four, it adds a third one in. So I'm just wondering what kind of Pokemon you're going to give us. Because I gave... What did I give you guys? Like, Ivysaur and...
The Star of the Grass
Star. Chestnut or whatever the hell his name is. And,
Pansage.
And Pansage, I'm sorry,
asshole.
You guys haven't given me anything. You guys have a beauty fly.
You can't
Pokemon.
Get a beauty fly in game, Troy. Thank you. You're welcome.
I just can't wait for Pokemon Bank to. I'll probably start playing again once Pokebank opens up.
It is open today.
Really?
And you get a free Celebi.
Really?
Ooh, how much does it cost?
It's right now you get it free for 30 days.
Really?
And then it's $5 a year.
I'm gonna do that because I just want to see if people have the Pokemon that I've been trying to get for a long time now.
We don't need Pokebank to do that.
No, like Entei and like all the
legends. Yeah, you don't need Pokemon for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't even get it because I don't have any of the other games.
Exactly.
Okay, never mind. But I'm gonna check it out. I'll probably check it out.
All right. So.
Oh man.
Are you okay?
Speaking of video games, as it is one of our favorite topics, so. Fable Anniversary came out a few days ago. No one cares.
I never played it.
I don't even know what that is.
But another thing that happened is Halo 2 Anniversary got leaked.
Never played it.
The announcement for it did.
That'd be cool.
Which, you know, like the original Halo Anniversary, it would just be a remastering of the
original. I like the original Combat Evolved, remake. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it too. So, my question to you guys is, what games would you like to see an anniversary-style remake
of?
Definitely Resident Evil 2.
Resident Evil 2?
People have wanted that game remade since it came out, because they remade the original Resident Evil, and for them to not remake Resident Evil 2, and then to make fucking four remakes of Resident Evil 4 is ridiculous.
They have made Resident Evil 4...
They're making another one, another edition of it.
Resident Evil 4 came out on GameCube.
But Resident Evil 2 needs to be remade, please. Right. Thank you.
Very sweet edition. I have to think.
I'd like to see Morrowind get in, like an anniversary remaking where the combat doesn't suck dick.
I know what mine is.
I've only heard bad things about the combat.
It's impossible to play. It's such a good story, though, and the world was so cool in Morrowind. I think it was better than Skyrim if you strip away the shitty graphics and combat.
Well, yeah, if they remade it, though, then...
Yeah, it would be...
Yeah. Mine would probably be super cliche, but Battlefront. So if they did an anniversary edition of Battlefront, I'd be pretty psyched, because that'd be awesome.
I was going to say, like, Battlefront, but not exactly, like, remake, just... I mean...
A new one, but, like...
Yeah. I would say I want both. I want them to remake a new one. I want them to put an anniversary of the original one
just
with
like
better graphics.
Reinventing it. Pretty much just reinventing it.
Yeah.
To me, I don't know if Battlefront would be... It's definitely a series that I want to see the next generation of.
The thing is, like, I would always go back to Battlefront. I'm not just going to... Like, I don't always... Like, I don't play it for, like, 2 months. Like,
yeah.
I'll play it for, like, maybe a couple weeks. And then,
but I will constantly, for the rest of my life, I will always go back.
I love Star Wars.
Yeah, and there are a ton of games out there like that. Like, what is the one game you can always go back to and know you'll have fun with it for at least, like,
Sonic 2.
Need for Speed was one.
Need for Speed. Oh, I love that game.
I love running away from the cops.
The achievements were so easy. All you had to do...
Let's beat the levels.
And then you got 100%.
I'm a big racing fan now. I'm a big racing person.
The game I could always go back to would probably be Ocarina of Time. Yeah. I could play through that
Minor
story.
Minor Majora's Mask, probably.
I mean, I would play through the story once and be good Majora's for, like, Mask. A couple, maybe half a year, a month, or a year, yeah. or whatever, but I'll always go back and play that. It's so fun.
That was Majora's Mask, definitely.
I feel like I could play the Mega Man games. I love Mega Man.
Those are fun.
And I'm so bad at it, but I love it. Also, for whatever reason, not so much a game I could go back to, but I love The Sims.
Sims! I love The Sims! Oh my god!
Oh yeah, that brings back memories.
Yeah, it does.
I'm super good at The Sims.
You're lying if you say you've never purposely killed a Sim in numerous ways.
All the time.
I have parties and they build them little huts.
I've killed so many Sims.
Do you want to play a game?
SimCity, I'm playing SimCity right now.
I would purposefully not put up burglary alarms because it entertained me to see my people freak out every time a burglar came in.
The server issues with SimCity don't even exist.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And they're adding an offline mode now, which will just be happy, so when the servers do go down, I don't lose my game.
SimCity was fun. Did you play the original SimCity 2000 or whatever, the original?
I have SimCity 4 on my computer here, which is an older version.
Yeah, a lot of people like that because it's a lot of hacked and stuff. Like, you can do a lot of stuff to it.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but it was $6 on Steam, so...
I just like
having a big monster
destroy everything. You know what's another good game that I would go back to? You guys ever play Rampage?
No.
Oh, what? Were you the giant, monster creatures from, you get hit by some kind of new... Like Ninja Turtles, only you turn into giant monsters, and all you do is just run through cities and just destroy everything. Huh. It's so fun. Yeah, I'm sure you'd find... there's a giant monkey, there's a giant rat.
Oh yeah, this game, the giant monkey, fighting game thing.
You just, like...
This game with... What did I do? Anyway, I'm just kind of putting this up for reference, but there were a lot of good games that I really liked and liked.
There's still Donkey Kong.
Well, he's...
It really does.
He's like a really violent, temperamental donkey.
Donkey Kong.
You guys want to talk about that?
Donkey Kong got depressed from not killing Mario.
Yeah, this video being linked up, I definitely remember this game. This game was ridiculous.
This game was so ridiculous. You take people out of the windows and eat them, and then you burp and
Is this rated E?
I don't even know.
Oh, no.
It's rated E10+.
This is Donkey Kong meets Wreck-It Ralph.
But this is a newer version of it. The way old ones was way worse graphics, but it was so much fun.
What was your favorite generation of gaming? Super Nintendo,
N64,
GameCube, PS2 generation.
PS2 was what I played the most, but I would still say my favorite games are on N64.
You know, when I look at a lot of N64 games, I remember liking them a lot, but in retrospect, they don't seem like they were good games.
No. But the ones that were good were the platform, the ones that Nintendo put out. Any other game, not really that good, Tony's Hawk Pro Skate, whatever,
I love that game.
The one for
back to a game that I always play. I could always go back to Tony Hawk Pro Skate 4.
Yeah, that's a fun one. But the one for N64 was awful. It was so bad.
Boom Gravity, Super Hops.
I remember Hoverboard. Infinite Grind.
Yeah, Perfect Grind. Yeah.
I remember one song from Tony Hawk N64. It was the worst game. I was like, and I just don't know. What? It was so
and all the characters that you can get, you get Boba Fett or Jango Fett.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And one of his moves, you could use his jetpack. I was you could use his jetpack.
Yeah, I would always go to the top of the cruise ship or whatever with his jetpack. And the song that always reminds me of Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 and 4 is Ace of Spades. Every time I hear that song, I just go back to playing in my head.
It always
good times.
It was I was allowed to do things with skateboards I could never do in real life.
Yeah, maybe want a skateboard, and then I did get a skateboard one year, and I tried to ride it, and busted my ass. And it was like, fuck this.
Yeah, I for whatever reason Tony Hawk always made me be like, oh yeah, I can do a kickflip.
I can skateboard. I'm like tech decks, oh yeah, I can easily flip a skateboard.
I can do it with my fingers. I don't understand why I can't do it.
Didn't even know we switched topics because you're that good at segues. We went from the game, whatever, to the year, to games you always go back to. Nice job.
Now you pointed it out.
Thanks for taking away that illusion. Talent. All right, so we're going to try something a little different, just to kind of, you know, break things up with the podcast a bit, you know, mix it up a bit, toss it in a blender, change it up.
Toss it in a blender.
Like babies.
So we're going to try just some quick games, you know, like a game show style thing. So we've been playing Cards Against Humanity a lot lately.
Awesome game. If you have never played it, look into it.
You should.
You will not regret it.
So
I want. It's not for the faint of heart. It's a very
no
graphic game.
So
if you don't like this game, just stick to apples to apples.
Yeah. Yeah.
You little bitch.
Absolutely. What?
Okay, so what we're going to do here is we aren't going to play with white cards. We're just going to... I'm going to read off a black...
Why can't they be white?
I'm starting with white cards.
I'm going to read off a black
cracker.
And you guys are going to create the best white card you could think of.
Okay.
And I will determine
who's the best. Should we explain what that means to the people that are listening?
Yeah, so I'll read a question and they'll answer it pretty much. Except I'm using the Cards Against Humanity cards for the question. Whoever gets the most... wins. We'll get to that, Ryan. Okay, so the first one. I'm sorry, sir, but we don't allow blank at the country club.
Mexicans.
For those of you who do not know, Adagio is Mexican.
And has frequently been kicked out of country clubs.
Oddly enough, not because he's Mexican.
Because
he's unruly. So he's Adagio plays Mexicans.
Celebratory fisting.
Oh! Okay. Oh, man. Wow. Okay.
Right. Yeah! Like, I'm picturing Tiger Woods only in reverse and, like, someone else.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right. All right, Ryan? What is your... Just, what's your ideal white card for I'm sorry, sir, we don't allow blank at the country club?
Dick Cheney.
I don't picture it as Dick Cheney trying to get one. It's just a guy who's trying to bring Dick Cheney. Yeah.
We don't let Dick Cheney.
You're going to have to leave that in the car. So I got to give this one to Troy.
Yay.
All right. Next question. My new favorite porn star is Joey Blank McGee. Joey Blank McGee. Examples would be Joey Jackhammer McGee or hey, Joe.
Whoa. Maybe you're taking people's ideas.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to fill the silence while you guys think.
I do feel.
You guys know what a blumpkin is?
No? I heard it, but I...
It's getting ahead while you're on the toilet.
Oh!
Oh!
Blumpkin.
All his videos, he's just taking a shit.
He's like, only good at one thing.
Preemptively, I'm going to give this
That's Ryan.
Ryan wins. Okay, and to determine the winner, Adagio, you don't get to compete.
Oh, shit, that's
shitty. I was going to say Joey Felchmaster.
I mean...
I was going to say Smegma. So.
Okay, this time we have a white card. It's the answer. We're going to do it like Jeopardy.
Oh!
I'm going to read the answer. You guys are going to create the question.
I like
you
it.
Can Adagio, participate.
You can participate.
Who is Danky Kang?
Who is Danky Kang?
All right. So, the answer is erectile dysfunction. Erectile dysfunction. Adagio, what is your question?
What is a disease in which you can't get a boner?
That's too easy!
What is things I'm most known for?
Why do I cry myself to sleep every night?
Ooh. I win.
You didn't even give one!
Yeah, but I gave the card, so by default, I win.
Can't argue with that logic.
I am a champion. Okay,
he's
so...
the people's champion.
I have another question for you guys. Not a Cards Against Humanity question, just a standard conversation question. Who was the biggest character death for you in any show, any game, any movie? What
spoilers, by the way.
Spoilers. Yeah, I already know who mine is.
Yeah, okay, so whatever the biggest death for you in anything was, go ahead. I have ones that I'd like to say that would spoil things for other people.
Mine's definitely going to spoil.
Well, I mean, some things are you know, they're old, but certain things. I'm not going to spoil anything for anyone in the room. Okay. Someone spoiled the end of Breaking Bad for me. What's the point?
Probably me.
Are you interested in... Okay, well...
What?
I don't know. I don't know if I should say mine, then.
I don't know. From, I'm on a new series right now, so I don't really
Game
care.
Game of Thrones, obviously.
Do you care about Game of Thrones?
Actually, well, I was probably going to get around to watching it.
Then
I'm not going to say that one.
There are a few big ones that have come out in the show, and just countless ones in the books that I can't even, like... Troy's reading the Game of Thrones books, A Song of Ice and Fire, for those of you who are, you know, assholes.
They're very well done.
Yeah, I enjoy them. I just finished them. I'm sad. Because now I have to wait, like, 6 years.
Yeah.
I plowed through in, like, 4 months.
Yeah, you flew through those.
So now I'm kind of up there, but there are a ton in that series.
How far in Dexter have you gotten?
I am on, like, halfway through the third season.
Cover your ears, Troy.
Skolala.
Okay.
Listeners, cover your ears if you're watching Dexter.
Rita?
I've heard you, damn it!
Rita dies.
You did a shit job! That's all on you! That's all on you!
You're talking so loud!
Loud? I was like, oh. Rita? You did a shitty job covering your ears.
Oh. Oh well, I can live with this knowledge. I'm sorry.
For me, without spoiling,
this is a bad topic, Chris.
In retrospect, I should have told you guys about this beforehand. I should have told you guys a lot about this beforehand. We're learning. But for me, personally, here, right here in the heart.
The cockles of the heart.
Or maybe the subcockles. Maybe it's not even in the heart. Maybe it's in the stomach or the intestines. But
anyway.
Nobody gets that one.
What's that? They will if they go to the lake dump. I might not make a lake dump.
Live above the intestines.
For me, without spoiling anything big, I have bigger ones in the Game of Thrones books and in other things that I wouldn't want to spoil, but... when Church died in season 8 of Red vs. Blue, it was one of the better written, kind of out of left field things in a web series.
Oh, I'm good.
So yeah, that was a... I don't know, for whatever reason, that provoked a good deal of emotion.
Did you cry?
You know, I was choked up.
I've got two.
No!
Sorry. The first one... I don't know if you guys know, I love Law & Order Special Victims Unit. It's my favorite show. I tweet about it all the fucking time.
Executive producer
anyway,
Dick Wolf.
When Detective Stabler puts his papers in and he's off the show, that really made me... He didn't die, but he put his papers in, so he quit the force.
Same thing every episode.
And it made me really sad to see him go. My second one that I think is sad, she died in Walking Dead Season 3. Andrea dies in the season finale. Did not expect it to happen. I never even liked Andrea throughout the series. Thought she was a bitch. But when she died, I was sad.
I thought when Dale died, it was a bitch.
Yeah,
Dale. I never liked
Dale.
I
would say Dale.
Yeah, why didn't you like Dale? He was the only
guy.
Dale was my favorite character. When he died, I was like, it's going to be hard for me to keep watching this show.
No, I know what impacted me the most. When T-Dog died.
Never forget.
To save that old bitch, Carol.
He had like 6 lines, but he was the best. I remember.
I'll take the couch if you
This is the only line in season 2. They're talking. They're like, "No, you're gonna sleep on the couch. You're pregnant." And he's like, "I'll take that couch if you guys don't want it." And everyone's
he was
like,
"That
oh,
guy, T-Dog." Like, he was completely serious, but he's like, "I'm just kidding."
Have you seen the mid-season finale to season 4 of Walking Dead?
It's just like the comic book. Except not really. Kind of.
I can't remember what the last
Who dies at what part is different, but this
what
idea
does season 4 entail? Does it entail them going into
the governor coming
the
back
governor.
And fighting the for the prison? It's them fighting for the prison.
Fighting for the prison. Okay, I haven't seen that.
Okay, then Troy, go over there.
Yeah,
do
a
better,
job. Do a better job this time.
You've seen everything?
I have.
When Herschel died.
That honestly really got me.
That snuck up on me
I forgot
so much.
About
like, there was so much going on.
And part of me thought he was going to live when he was crawling on the floor.
Right, and then he just comes up and chops his head off.
Yeah, honestly, that...
Like, and that was so, like, You know, Herschel's sitting there and smiling, you know.
Yeah.
The governor just goes, liar.
And cuts his head right
his
off.
Head off with a
that,
sword.
That really, yeah, that was really sad.
Like, he was everyone's favorite character.
He really and, was.
Now, okay. Now he's gone forever.
I figured out what my biggest death was.
Okay.
Cortana.
Ooh, yeah, Cortana, that...
That was...
That kind of hit you.
That was home.
Yeah?
That was... She was in my heart.
Where's that
she's
from?
She's gone. Halo.
Halo. The Halo series,
And if you haven't played Halo 4, I just spoiled the entire game.
Wait,
for
is she the computer lady?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you know that,
she was so hot in Halo 4, too.
Microsoft's version of Siri is gonna be voiced by, Jen Taylor, who voices Cortana, and she's gonna do
I actually did hear that, yeah.
She's gonna do Cortana's voice.
That's awesome.
So instead of Siri, it'll be Cortana talking to you.
I'm gonna name mine Cortana. I'm gonna update
call
my
me Master Chief.
There are gonna be so many neckbeards who break their phones from jizzing on their phone. You know it.
Neckbeard.
I like how...
You know, classic neckbeard. The, we'll get there. Hang on. Talk while I'm doing something.
I feel like I know what a neckbeard is.
I know what
is it what I think it's what I think it is.
It's neck face. Neck tattoo. I'm interested in neck, neck faces.
That was necklace.
Oh.
Jonah Hill.
You know, like this kind of fella here, the, you know.
Okay. Are you going to put that in the link?
Yeah, yeah. Probably wearing a fedora.
I like how that kind of comes out. That who will be jizzing on
that
his
is phone. That is the embodiment of neckbeard. Like, look at that guy. Wait.
Like, you know, Euphoria Monthly.
I need to start subscribing to that.
How to pick the right fedora.
Friendzone, our take on why chicks dig jerks.
How to pick the right fedora.
Internet
I'm
diabetes.
A wizard. So yeah.
Sounds smarter than your friends.
That's awesome.
Right. So that's the biggest character death, you know. This was going to be a topic, but I didn't tell you guys to look up anything, so there's just something I want to mention. This blew my mind. This is true. If you were able to fold a piece of paper 42 times, it would reach the moon.
What?
What?
Yeah.
If you what?
Yeah, if you were able to fold a single sheet of paper...
You can only fold it like 7...
42 six. Times, it would be able to reach the moon.
But it would be microscopic.
Kinda, yeah.
No, it would have to be, otherwise it wouldn't be able to, because...
Well, yeah.
It's not like you're making more paper when you fold it.
It would be super, super skinny, but it would reach the moon. That blew my mind. Like this.
Yeah, well,
you ever tried to fold a piece of paper more than like 7 or 8 times?
I have.
It's impossible.
I folded one 12 times. I'm the strongest guy.
Yeah, well, I once ripped a phone book, pussy.
With my dick.
I've seen him do it.
Oh. With his dick?
Yes.
Oh.
We were drunk. He said I couldn't do it, and I did it.
Learning lots of things today.
I still don't know how he did it, but maybe it was pre-ripped, maybe. I don't know.
Call it your bitch and put the phone
it
back
happened
on my dick.
So fast.
Then it slapped
it
me
usually
in the face.
Happens a lot.
Yeah, and then he slapped me in the face.
He lost a bet.
You guys want to tell that story?
It's going to be a long story.
Don't you, that's, you know, we've got... That's right. The point. Don't use any names. Let's,
long story short. How about that?
Okay.
Why didn't I think of that? Some guys at our school, I won't say any names.
Right.
Basically bet on a football game, and the quote-unquote winner was blessed with the opportunity to slap the losers in their faces.
Who was also their friend, close friend.
With their erect penis so that it would not be gay.
But
because
it had
he was
to be
erect.
It wasn't the slap that made it not gay.
It was
and he was saying he was like practice swinging.
Yeah.
It's like the guy in the on deck circle, like at a baseball.
That's exactly
game.
What
he's got
it was.
His cork on, like
he's got the bad sleeve.
Yeah.
And that is where that
he's holding out. Three of them and swinging them. He picks the one that works best. I don't know how that works in this analogy.
It's just they really fought the fact that it wasn't gay, I don't see how
we
it's
had a good
not
time laughing about
perfectly
it.
Perfectly fine if you're gonna just, you know,
and it's now a running joke.
Hey,
balance.
I wouldn't be, you know, upset about
it's
it if they claimed that they were gay. But the fact that they were saying it wasn't gay made me upset.
If you want to have a dick slapping party, by all means.
Yeah,
right.
It's America.
Go
we're
crazy.
Not we're not judging. But
you know. But
to each their own, I guess.
Don't be like, well, it's not gay.
Because
my dick's hard. Because
I'm hard.
You know, that way it proves. Oh, man. So, here's a question. Another question. A lot of questions this time. Unless you guys have anything you want to talk about. Any stories you want to tell.
Can I go home yet? Am I allowed to leave?
You know, you get to stay in the closet now.
And Ryan fell asleep.
Ryan, please. Okay, I have a question. Since you guys
okay,
don't
want to,
you guys don't want to talk about anything.
If something comes in my head, I'm going to talk. I'm just waiting for
something. You know, you want an invigorating conversation.
Well, okay, we're talking about stuff, and then if like I think of something while we're talking about something else, let's start talking about it.
Okay, so
great.
What do you think someone would be the easiest thing someone could steal from you? The smallest thing, maybe.
My virginity.
That would be of
my love.
It wouldn't like be of great value, but it would just inconvenience you horribly.
I have a cup in my room full of change. Any person could just come and take like $3 worth of change. I would be sad about it, but just the fact that it's gone would be pretty inconvenient.
Right, not so much that, but just it would
my shoes.
It would make. I feel like stealing one shoe.
One shoe. One of my shoes.
Because then you have one shoe.
Because like, I don't keep close eyes on my shoes. Once they're off, I'm like,
so like
I'll
one
find
contact
them when
lens?
I need them again.
If they stole one contact lens.
Or like if someone stole...
well, I have more contact lenses.
Or if someone stole like all of the knobs off of your stove. So you can't light your stove or anything.
God damn it.
Or
someone stole all...
I'm trying to think like in my everyday life, what's... Not just like... Someone just... barged into my house, took my knob. Just like if I left my car unlocked, someone took my like radar detector. Like,
yeah,
it'd be like, ah, I needed that.
If someone took all the toilet paper from my house,
not even my radar detector, the suction cups that stick it to the window, yeah. I'd be like, no. So it's like sliding back and forth on my dash. Just stop
hey,
it,
man.
Just stop
idiot.
It.
Okay.
What?
Come back.
You know!
Or if someone took all of your light switches, you're just like, ah. Or all of your light bulbs, even worse. You flip the switch and then nothing happens.
Someone stole my shoelaces?
Just the anklets. That way you have shoelaces, but you can't get it through any of the holes.
Or they, like, cut it halfway through, so you only have, like, shoelaces down halfway.
Yeah.
That conversation came to a sudden.
It really did. Segway?
Segu.
Segu.
Alright, Ryan, this was your idea. Senior prank Ooh. Ideas.
Oh.
We are, as everyone knows, 40. But we thought it was.
We're 40?
I knew that.
But we thought it would be fun.
Bitch, I'm 39. I'm not a day over 35.
We thought it would be fun, you know, just for laughs.
Chits and giggles.
Well, see, when we were back in high school, we put an elephant.
Yeah.
You have to tell that because they don't get
okay,
why you're laughing.
Okay, best senior prank ever. You take a baby elephant when you're a senior, and you bring it into the school and hide it in somewhere that you can get to easily in the school. But no one else.
By the
to.
Way, we have a key to the door.
Yeah, we have
like
a key
that,
to
the
school. That's
the
a big part of it.
The whole
we can get into
why
the school
we have
very easily.
Any aspirations of a senior
yeah.
prank.
We take a baby elephant and hide it somewhere in the school that no one would look, like upstairs. I don't
what
know.
What is that?
The fuck is that?
And we just, you know, keep an eye on it, like feed it, whatever.
Peanuts.
And then once our kids are in high school and it's full grown.
Fucking 30 years later.
Their senior prank would be to take it into the field house, which is a giant gym area, and leave it there, and they wouldn't be able to figure out how to get the elephant out of the school.
So how would we get it from upstairs to downstairs, Troy?
That's what I'm saying.
Who cares? It's our...
Well, the thing is, like, if we can get it in, they can get it out.
It's ridiculous,
I like that
obviously.
You think there are rooms where just no one goes to where an elephant can live?
I know. For 18 years...
And so my kids would have an awesome senior prank that I
Couldn't you just, like, bring an elephant?
It's, like,
how would you get it into school?
How would you get it?
Because I thought about that. I was like, let's get an elephant in the school.
And, like, Troy, like, 40-year-old Troy's like, yeah. Yeah, I did that. He's like,
success.
He's standing at the water cooler. You know what I did 20 years ago?
I kidnapped a baby elephant. Brought it to a school.
Committed crime. Many crimes.
I hit it.
Obviously, it wouldn't work, but...
Over the course of 20 years, I snuck back into the school to care for the elephant.
But...
Then one night, me and my son here, we went upstairs, put the elephant in a bag, brought it downstairs, and just put it in the gym, and they wouldn't know how to get rid of the elephant.
They would kill the elephant and dismember it.
Twist! Instead of Troy bringing it downstairs, she's like... It's like my child. So he raises the baby elephant.
I can't leave you here, Snickums.
Then it becomes a story of how Troy is going to free the elephant.
Yeah, then I have to save the elephant that I trapped.
Coming to theaters
near you.
It's like
a like Mighty Joe Young.
Yeah. The giant ape.
He chains himself to the elephant so they can't...
No! You can't hurt him! We're going to be honest with you, sir. We have no idea what's going on.
You do all this before anyone finds out. Yeah. They just show up one day, you're chained to an elephant. No, some people can't. Is that Troy Van Deel?
Yeah, there's like one teacher left in the school.
Chained to an elephant?
I went here 20... Nobody knows who you are!
Just one, like...
Some other good...
The ones. Old janitors for 20 years, like... I saw that a couple days ago. I didn't say anything. I saw that 10 years ago.
I watched him walk in with it. I figured it was just part of the project for some time.
I don't get paid enough to point out.
I just dress it up so, like some little fat freshman.
You're sitting in
this
class.
It's
pretty
than
half the girls that go here.
Damn.
Ayo. Ayo.
I always
zoom zoom zoom
zoom zoom zoom.
You zoom zoom too.
There's the one that I heard of where you buy thousands of Solo cups.
Yeah,
and fill them up with water.
No, Jake was saying about that.
Side to side to side, all throughout.
No, what I was saying is get thousands, like a bunch of Solo cups, fill them with water, get a coast, like some kind of like flat paper coaster, put it on top of them, go to Mr. Big, like
no,
delete that part. Go to the principal's office. Flip them all upside down and pull the coasters out so they're upside down with water, so the only way you can get them out is to lift them up and have the water spill.
See, the danger there is that one is forced to cause water damage.
Well, otherwise it's just them picking up Solo cups all day.
That's an inconvenience.
Not a crime.
And if they knock one down, more are coming down.
Water would just be an inconvenience, too. It's not like it's gonna... It's tile floors.
We were also saying, because it's cold as shit out.
Yeah.
One of these days, we open up the windows, because it'd probably be like -5 out at midnight.
Right.
Put water in the...
Like while we're in school...
Not any carpet in there.
Crack the windows, like... just a little bit so that we can get in from the other side and like maybe pop out the screens just a little bit in each classroom that we go to. And then at the end of the day, like in the middle of the night, we all go there.
Open the window.
Open up all the windows and take buckets of water and just pour them inside. Like ice open the windows,
everywhere.
Jump inside to the classrooms because you're in the classroom, there's no cameras. Open up all the windows in that classroom and pour water in there. And then just do that to all the classrooms.
I hate to break apart your plan here, but when the custodians go through and clean every room every night, they look to make
check
sure the windows are locked.
Damn.
We'll break the locks. We'll break one of the locks.
So, breaking and entering.
Well, yeah.
Like, it wouldn't be breaking
and entering. Any of the pranks we're suggesting involve breaking and
entering. These are all theoretical, of course, in case anyone from the school board is listening.
Yeah. We're 40
at Oh, yeah, that's right.
This is merely...
My name's Vanilla Bear. I don't
Oh, Ryan, you're so funny.
I'm like Cher.
Thanks, and
Dodge.
You're
like the name
true. It's on Flagstaff Street, St. John, Indiana. 46303.
Ryan, please. You're
going to
get raped.
He's going to get raped.
You said St. John.
You did. Way to tell him.
It's actually in...
Lowell.
Yeah. We got him now. All those people just perusing podcasts hoping to find someone to rape. Like, you don't need to give out your address to get raped. Anyone could stumble across your house and rape you.
Is that how you think they do it? Yeah. Is that how you think they just kind of, like, walk around aimlessly? Like,
who should I rape today?
Let's go rape
fishing.
Puts
on a blindfold, spins around that house. So yeah. Wait until midnight. Now we play the waiting game.
Yeah. Everyone's asleep. Good thing I went inside earlier and opened the windows just a tad.
Good thing I have a janitor. Good thing I have a janitor making sure my doors are locked.
Okay, so this is something we were talking about a few weeks ago, but we weren't on a podcast at the time, which was unfortunate. But remember how we were talking about little brain glitches that happen to you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, things where just without even thinking about it, you do something like insanely stupid. Yeah, like a few weeks ago, I went to get a glass of milk, got the glass up, ba-dunk.
Ba-dunk.
Is this how it makes?
You know, I opened up the fridge, got the milk out. You know, opened up the milk.
Wow, I haven't opened this in a while.
It's rusty. I get rusty.
My milk's rusted.
You know, and I went to go pour the milk, you know, glug, 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 and I was pouring it into the garbage can. And I stood,
like, all right, time to get rid of that. I like the milk on the bottom. That's the milk I'm going for.
So I stood there for like 3 seconds, stopped, and just set it down. I looked at my dad was standing
there.
He
lifted up the trash.
This isn't well, I can't just leave it there.
Well, this isn't my milk.
I get a comically long straw. And just
if I was your dad, I would have been like, you're drinking that.
No, so my dad was standing there. Have you been drinking in your room?
I've had brain glitches like that. Like one time I was went to take a shower. And I was in the, you know, bathroom, whatever, taking my clothes off, and, like, for some reason, socks are the last thing I take off. I don't know what order you guys go in, but socks are always my last thing I take off.
I do the left sock first.
I shower in the morning, and I don't have socks on.
So I took one sock off, and then I threw it on the ground. And I took the other sock off, and I threw it in the toilet. I don't know.
That's where all the important socks go.
I don't know why. As soon as I was doing it, I was like, why the fuck did I just do that? I don't know if I thought it was, like, my hamper, or, like... But I immediately ran it out. Sock. I was just like, do-do-do, oh, okay, now my sock is full of toilet water.
I did something really similar, where I had a, you know, I had some cookies in my hand. I had, you know, the chocolate chip cookies. And I walked through my bathroom just to get a tissue.
No sound effects?
And it
a clump, a clump, a clump.
Clink, clink, clump. Oh, my God.
And, no, so I grabbed the tissue, you know, I blew my nose. And instead of throwing my tissue in the toilet, I just throw my cookies in the toilet.
Well, I still gotta eat them. Fuck milk, how about toilet water? As long as they're soggy.
It's the moisture that gets me.
I taste yesterday's meat.
He has dry cookies.
It's like a desert. Oh.
It's like I ate sand.
A lot of times I feel like my body betrays me.
Yeah, you know, that happens. Like, one time I was driving. I don't know if I was hallucinating, but I was just driving, and I stopped at a stop sign, looked both ways, realized that there's no streets here, and there was no stop sign. And there was, like, four people behind me honking, and I was like, I don't know why that just happened.
At work the other day, I was sitting there trying to get mayo onto a thing. I'm not going to say where I work. Let's just call it, like, Metro or something like that.
He works at the Metro.
Yeah, I work at the Metro.
Metro 1.
The train station.
Yeah, I work at the train station.
With mayo.
Shut it up, you.
And Jared.
See, that I feel like I have to put. But I was just sitting there. I was trying to get it on there. And I was squeezing super hard. I'm like, man, why isn't it coming out?
You didn't
I
get it?
I just got that. Metro. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I was sitting there. I was
with red and blue, yellow.
Yeah.
Your lettering.
I was sitting there, like, really, like, it's like, man, this is not coming out. I looked up at the sneeze guard thing. There was mayo all over the top of it. And I'm just like, I just emptied a bottle of mayo.
The people that were watching, we were like, can we get someone else to make our sandwich? someone who's not on drugs, me.
I look at those people. I'm like, I'm really sorry about this.
You just like, you're like, oh, I can fix this. You just take their bread and wipe it.
Can I get you anything else today?
Oh no,
this is a new way we do things.
Oh, you want a salad?
Get a nice
then.
Even spread on the bread.
Ryan, did you say you had to go at 4:50?
Soon, yeah.
Anything you guys wanted to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
You want to wrap up? You want to?
Well, I'm
like winter
to
wrap
think.
Up.
Ah.
I know Chris is trying hard not to say.
I could honestly do without.
Well,
no. You guys ready to wrap it up?
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. That's all she wrote.
Wrap it up like a Samway at Metro.
Did you say a Samway? There's a recording. You can prove it. All right, anyway, let's wrap it up. Everyone say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay,
you didn't do
goodbye.
That.
Goodbye. Remember me in your sleep.
You didn't do that every other time. It's not.
All right. Goodbye.
Make sure to check the link now.
Look at those levels. I'm proud of
you. I don't even know what to do. Check out the link dump on stickfigure.com. Maybe look at the YouTube channel. Maybe there will be something there.
Probably follow us on Twitter. Like us.
Let's hope it's not another Let's Play. No,
I'm just kidding. Pest. Time for Chris to go cast
or will. All
right, yeah. Check out the YouTube channel. Why not? That's not the name of it.
Wobbuffet.
Why not?
Why not?
Adagio, give the final word.
Berries!
Good night, all.
That's a terrible final
word. I don't know,
word.
Man.
We're going with berries.
Berries!
The final berries. Word is berries.
Brought to you by the letter B.
I can't find the stop
and
button.
The suffix Aries.